I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shocking statistics from Iraq. Al Monitor reports 90% of Christians in Iraq are displaced. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says they help the few Christians who remain in Iraq, as well as persecuted minorities from other religions. Fuentes says the first thing those of us in the West should do for Christians in Iraq is pray.
Many of them are just absolutely surprised to know that they're not alone, that the body of Christ is surrounding them in prayer. From a practical standpoint, you can give to help not only Christians in Iraq, but surrounding countries too.
We'll connect you to Open Doors at our website. Next, Baptist Global Response is working to educate West Africans on the spread of Ebola. They plan to use workshops and informational brochures to help spread awareness. Workshops will include storytelling and role-playing to show how Ebola is transmitted, along with some simple things people can do to not get infected. There will also be a televised meeting to provide a national public service announcement. Pray for the BGR team working in the Ebola-affected areas. And did you know that one of your favorite bookstores actively supports Christian mission? Family Christian Stores partners with Christian ministries around the world, including Destiny Rescue. Steve Biondo of Family Christian introduces one of their main concerns.
There's this massive evil across the globe. It's concentrated in certain parts of the world, but there's this massive evil. And it's estimated that 27 million children and sometimes adults are held captive against their will.
With Destiny Rescue, Family Christian hopes to fight human trafficking in the Dominican Republic. Stay tuned over the next month to find out how. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.